Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God is a consuming fire, and Moses saw him. When Moses saw the burning bush, the bush was on fire, but it was not consumed. Our Lutheran confessions talk about the holiness of Jesus as being a part of him like fire in hot iron. Imagine a piece of red-hot iron. It's still iron, but it possesses heat and fire within it. In Jesus, the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell bodily. I suppose like fire in iron, burning but not consumed. And I suppose it looked like fire in iron, or something to that effect, when the glory of God showed through the skin and clothes of Jesus. When his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And Moses and Elijah came and talked with him. And Peter and James and John were terrified. Peter said, "Let us make three tents. It is good, Lord, to be here." They knew they were in a holy place. They knew they should do something in the presence of holiness. Moses removed his sandals. The patriarchs, they would build altars. Jacob built an altar after he dreamt of angels ascending and descending on a ladder to heaven, thinking surely God is in this place. Well, instead of burying his feet or building an altar, Peter thinks to build tents, tabernacles, churches. A sandal touches the dirty ground all day long and should not touch holiness. An altar marks a portal to heaven, an intersection of heaven and earth. And a tent or a church is a residence, a dwelling place. Peter wants to stay there and hang in the holiness of Jesus and with the fathers of his faith, with Moses and Elijah. Then a cloud comes in and overshadows them, and a voice from the cloud says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And then they were terrified. It is a fearful thing to stand in the presence of the living God. He is a consuming fire. We like grass. Because of their frailty, the Israelites begged Moses to not let God speak to them directly, but to speak to them through him. And even after speaking with God, when Moses' face glowed from the presence of God, he covered it from the people because they were afraid of it. These three apostles had the same sensibilities. The presence of the living God, even veiled in a bright cloud, his voice terrified them. But the translucence of the glorified Jesus didn't cause them to fear. Neither did the presence of Moses and Elijah. They wished to stay with them, to converse with them, to worship with them. Their holy presence was comforting, but the presence of the Father terrifies them greatly. The Transfiguration is the perfect climax to Christmas and Epiphany. Christmas celebrates God coming to us in Jesus. Transfiguration celebrates Jesus coming to us as God. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus had an extended conversation with his apostles. He comforted them to know that they need not stand in the terrifying presence of the Father. because in him they have full access to the Father. He assures them, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. And that's crucial doctrine. Because there's no way for mere mortals to get to the Father apart from him. Philip, somewhat naively, says, show us the Father, and it will be enough. But Philip wasn't with Peter, James, and John on the mountain to see what they saw and cover his face in terror. The Father had terrified them with a voice. Veiled in a cloud, even, it was too much. The Almighty, inscrutable God, creator of the universe, is terrible to behold. We are like tiny animals in comparison, rodents that scurry and hide when men come near. Our family has pet guinea pigs. And it doesn't matter how familiar you become with them. Feed them every day, how much you see them. They hear your footsteps or you enter the room, they run and hide. Every time. Even though you give them food and clothing and shelter, even though their existence is entirely dependent on your presence and your provision, their instinct is to think that you mean them harm. They're bold enough with one another, but their nature cannot tolerate ours. It is an indescribable gift that God became one of us. There's a legend, obviously not true, but it makes a good point on this. One day the devil was in church when he saw a man not bow down or kneel at the part of the creed that says, and he became man. As was customary at the time of this legend. And Satan struck the man over the back of the head, saying, what's the matter with you? Aren't you ashamed to just stand there like a post and refuse to bow for joy? If God had become our brother, as he became your brother, our joy would be so great we wouldn't know what to do with ourselves. The apostles buried their faces and were terrified of the voice of God. But Jesus, in a like nature to theirs, came and touched them and said, rise and have no fear. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. But in seeing him, they saw the Father. When Moses saw a burning bush and he drew near, God told him not to come too close, but to remove his sandals because he was standing on holy ground. The presence of God made the ground holy, just as the presence of God makes our altars and the building of our church holy. And just as God was in the burning bush, not consumed, so God is in Jesus' flesh, and his flesh is not consumed, and neither are we. And just as God is in the flesh of Jesus Christ is in the bread, and in his blood is in the wine. If we could see what was happening at communion, we'd probably bury our faces and run for the door, terrified. Angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we sing. Moses and Elijah and God himself attending, we would be terrified. Our frail flesh cannot bear to behold the presence of God. So he gives us signs in bread and wine and a promise to dwell with us, tent with us, church with us. Just as where there's smoke, there's fire, so where there is bread and wine with the word, there is his body and blood, and with it, forgiveness, life, salvation, and every good thing. Emmanuel. God is with us in the flesh of Jesus. He stays with us, comforts us, gives us life and renewal and access to the Father every day. He is a consuming fire, but as we consume his body and blood, our death is swallowed up in his victory. We dwell in the glory of God, share his supper, and even in consuming him, we are not consumed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes our understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.